Let us bow our heads in silent prayer and prepare our hearts.
我们现在来低头默祷，预备我们的心。
Amen.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to first of all thank everyone for this opportunity to be here this afternoon to share some testimony.
奉主耶稣圣名，感谢。首先，我要感谢大家给我这个机会，让我在这个下午来跟大家做一个见证。
I was not expecting this.
我本来并没有预计要做这个见证。
So forgive me if I'm not completely prepared.
所以如果我准备有不周到的地方，请大家见谅。
And if my format is a little bit different than what you're used to.
如果我讲话的这个格式是大家跟大家以往习惯的不太一样的话。
But just to let you know, I'm a very informal type person.
就是先让大家知道，就是我是那种比较随性一点点的人。
I'm a little bit, how to say, outside the norm of many of the ministers.
可能会跟一般传道的风格不太一样。
Not only because I'm an old white man.
不是，只是因为我是一个老白人。
But my way of expressing myself might be a little bit different as well.
而且我自己表达的方式可能会跟其他人不太一样。
But again, I'm very thankful and blessed to share with you some brief testimony.
但是我很感谢神，给我这个机会可以跟大家做一个简短的见证分享。
Before I do, I'd like to offer a prayer and understanding.
在我们开始之前，我想要跟大家用一个悟性祷告做开始。
So let us bow our heads again and pray.
我们先低头默祷。
Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Heavenly Father, we are so thankful and so blessed that we can gather together this afternoon to share in some encouraging words.
感谢天上的真神天父，让我们可以聚集在这个下午的时候来分享一些鼓励的话。
Throughout our daily lives, you bless us in so many ways.
在我们日常生活，你用各式各样的方法来祝福我们。
We experience your power and your love in so many different ways.
我们从各方面都可以感受到你的能力跟你的爱。
And this is just a small way that we can repay by sharing your the mercies that you have shared with us.
那跟别人分享你给我们的恩典，只是我们可以回报你的所能做的小小的一件事而已。
You have told us in your word that if we confess you before men, you will confess us before the Father.
你在圣经有告诉我们，如果我们在人面前见证你，你也会在父的面前见证我们。
So this afternoon, this is the purpose of this session.
所以今天下午的这个这一节课的目的就是这个。
To confess you before all and to give all the honor and glory and praise to your name.
来在所有的人面前见证你，而且把所有的颂赞跟荣耀都归于你。
May the words that are spoken be your words filled with your truth and your spirit.
愿所有讲出来的话，都是你借由你所说的，是述说你的真理，然后借由你的圣灵。
And may our hearts be opened so that we may be edified.
那也求主开我们的心，让我们可以受造就。
In this manner we pray.
我们这样子向你祈祷。
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名，我说几句话。
I'd like to first of all let us turn to a scripture for reading.
我们先来翻一节圣经。
Psalm 40.
我们来看诗篇的第四十节。
Psalm 40, verses 1-3.
诗篇四十节的一到四十章的一到三节。
Psalm 40, verse 1.
第一节。
I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. Verse 2.
第二节。
He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my steps. Verse 3.
第三节。
He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. I share these Scripture with you for a particular reason.
我跟大家分享这一节圣经是有特定的目的的。
Some of you, I'm sure, have heard the testimony how I came to the church.
你们有些可能已经听过我如何来教会的这个见证。
My purpose today is not to share that.
那我今天的目的并不是要跟大家分享这个。
I'm not here to share about the many miracles that have happened in my life and the life of my family.
我今天的见证并不是关于我生命中许许多多神的恩典跟我家人中许许多多的恩典。
Instead, I would like to share with you a testimony regarding a member in our church in Tampa, Florida.
今天想要跟大家分享的是我们在Tampa, Florida 教会里面一个同龄的见证。
And if time allows, maybe perhaps I will be able to share another testimony.
如果有时间的话，我会再跟大家分享别的见证。
We have a brother that has been with the church now for almost 4 years.
我们有一个弟兄，他已经来信主大约四年了。
And his background is quite different than most TJC members.
那他的背景其实跟我们大部分真耶稣教会的信徒是有点不太一样的。
His father was born in Spain.
他爸爸是在西班牙出生的。
And his mother from Puerto Rico.
他妈妈是在波多黎各出生的。
So he comes from a very long line of Hispanic, culture.
所以他是从一个就是很长就是很长的那个西班牙裔的家族来的。
And he was raised in the Catholic Church.
那他也是在天主教的信仰里面长大的。
But as a young man, he was very rebellious.
但是他在年轻的时候却是非常的叛逆。
And he started to, even though his parents tried to keep him on the right path, he, like many teenagers, chose to ignore their instruction.
虽然他的父母很努力的想要让他走在正道上面，但是他像许多的青年，他就是想要走自己的路。
He also found it very difficult to follow their Catholic beliefs.
他也觉得遵守天主教的教规其实对他来说很困难。
So as many youth do today, he surrounded himself and got involved with those of the wrong crowd, the wrong background.
所以像许多的年轻人，他就把自己跟错误的朋友牵扯在一起。
And his life began to take a very big spiral turn downwards.
然后他的生命就急速下转。
He began to get involved in drugs.
他就开始沾上跟毒品相关的东西。
Not only using drugs, but selling it as well.
他不止自己吸毒，他也贩毒。
He shared that he would steal cars in Tampa.
他有跟我们分享说他在Tampa 的时候他们都会去偷车。
They would load up the back of the car with cocaine.
然后会在后车厢装满了那个毒品。
Drive the car up to New York City.
把车开到纽约市。
And then sell the drugs and the car in New York City.
然后就在纽约市把那些毒品还有车一起都卖掉。
Steal another car in New York.
然后在纽约偷另外一台车
，so they could drive back to Florida，
这样他们才能够开回去佛罗里达。
So he did this quite a few times。
所以他就这样子做了蛮多次的。
Many times he saw his friends get shot and killed。
很多次他都亲眼看到他的朋友被枪杀死亡。
Many friends wound up in jail。
很多朋友也都。被关在监狱里面。
And he himself also would be stopped by the police and would get into trouble.
那他自己也会被警察抓起来，然后就是惹上一些麻烦。
And so this lifestyle it just began to consume him to take over.
那这样的一个生活方式就开始侵蚀了他整个人。
He also became heavily involved in the hip-hop music industry.
那他也开始跟一些hip-hop 音乐的就是这相关的方面开始有很多的牵扯。
So he would manage new hip-hop artists and tried, and he was becoming just like them.
所以他那时候也会当一些 hip hop 音乐人的经理，然后他自己也就是常常在做这样的事情。
He showed me some pictures where he had heavy gold chain necklaces.
他有给我看他以前的照片，就是戴着那种很重很大一个的黄金项链。
A lot of jewelry.
手上戴着很多的饰品。
But even though he was living in that lifestyle.
但是虽然他是活在这样的一个生活的方式里面。
His heart was still empty.
他的心却是很空虚的。
He would argue with his father. He told me that the arguments that he had with his father was just very awful.
他会常常跟他父亲有就是很大的争吵。
But he loved his father.
虽然他很爱他的父亲。
Loved his mother.
他也很爱他的母亲。
But he thought they're just too old. They don't understand what it's like today.
那但是他却会想说。他们年纪太大了，他们不懂现在世界是怎么样运转的。
And so, one day he was working for a company that makes signs.
所以有一天，他那时候在为一家做广告看板的公司工作。
And one of my sons owns a preschool.
那我的其中一个儿子在经营一个幼儿园。
And my son needed a sign.
那我儿子需要一个看板。
And so, just out of chance, he calls this brother, and he says, could you come to my business and give me an estimate for this sign?
那他就打电话请人来装看板，然后刚好就是这个人。
And so when the brother came.He was talking with my son and about the sign and what the size and the lettering and everything. And he said, we can have it done next week. I can bring it and we can install it on Saturday.
那时候那个弟兄来的时候就跟我儿子讨论说，这看板要放什么样的字啊，多大啊，然后就说，我们下个礼拜可以来安装，礼拜六应该可以。
And then my son told him, he said, well, Saturday's not good. I go to church on Saturdays.
那我儿子就跟他说礼拜六不行，因为我要去聚会。
He said, oh, really?
他说真的吗？
He said, you don't go to church on Sunday?
他说你不是礼拜天才要去教会吗？
He said, no.
我儿子就说
And so,
不是。
My son began to explain to him about the Sabbath.
那我儿子就开始跟他解释关于安息日的道理。
And he said, you should come to church, join us sometime. Check it out.
然后就邀请他说，你应该也要来教会看看啊。
Now, truthfully, my son never expected him to come.
那当然我儿子并没有真的期待说他有一天真的会来。
Because he could see that he was of the kind of character that really just didn't fit in with the church culture.
因为他看得出来说这个人他的生活方式跟他的整个风格其实可能会跟教会的有点格格不入。
But surprisingly, that next Sabbath,
但是让人很惊讶的是下一个安息日的时候
,He showed up to church.
他竟然来到教会了。
And so, after the service, he had many questions.
所以聚完会之后这个人就有好多问题。
In my discussions with him, I could tell that he had visited many other, not only churches, but religions.
那我跟他讨论的时候，我可以感受到他应该是拜访过许多的教会，不只是教会而已，他可能很多的宗教他都曾经参与过。
He said, I'm trying to find the truth.
他就说，我想要找真理。
He said, I don't know if it's Christianity.
我不知道是不是基督教。
I don't know if it's Hinduism or Buddhism.
还是印度教，还是佛教。
Judaism, I don't know what it is. I want the truth.
还是犹太教，我并不知道是哪一个，但是我想要找真理。
And I asked him, I said, why are you searching for the truth?
那我就问他说，你为什么要找真理呢？
He said, because I don't want to live like this anymore.
因为他就说，我不想要再这样活下去了。
He said, if I continue this way,
他说，如果我再继续这样子的话，
I'm going to die.
我会死掉。
And I don't want to die.
那我不想死。
He said, I have two sons.
说我有两个孩子。
He has two sons by two different women.
他的两个儿子是两个不同的女人帮他生的。
The oldest is just turned 18.
老大才刚十八岁。
And the youngest is 8.
啊，小的八岁。
And he has custody of the 8-year-old.
啊，他有小的儿子的监护权。
But the oldest lives with the mother.
那老大是跟妈妈住。
And he said, I don't want this, you know, my death to be too soon.
他就说我不想要这么快的死掉。
I don't want to leave my children yet.
我不想要，我还不想离开我的孩子。
And so he continued to come for a period of time.
所以他就持续的来拜访教会一段时间。
He would come for about 2 months, and then we wouldn't see him for maybe 2 or 3 months.
他可能会来教会两个月，然后之后几个月又人又不见了。
And then he would come back again.
那他又会再重新回来。
And every time he come back, I said, "Where have you been?"
那每次他回来，我就问他说：“你去哪里了呢？”
He said, "Oh, I went to this church. I went to that church. I went to see if what you know." And I'm talking to their pastors to see if what you are saying is true.
他就说：“哦，我去这个教会、那个教会，到处去不同的教会，我要去看说他们的牧师跟你讲的是不是一样，看你讲的是不是对的。”
And so he was taking our beliefs and going to other different ministers, and he would ask them what is their understanding of that teaching.
所以他其实就是拿着真耶稣教会的道理，然后到各个不同的教会，就问那边的牧师说：“你对他们的道理的理解是什么？”
And I told him, I said, "Stop being the middleman."
我就跟他说：“你不要再当中间人了。
Just tell your pastor, those ministers to come talk to me."
你就叫那些牧师直接来跟我讲就好了。
We'll save a lot of time.
我们会省掉很多时间。
You'll save money on gas.
你也会省掉钱跟那个油钱。
And there will be less confusion.
那这样也比较不会那么混乱。
But of course, naturally, they wouldn't come talk to me.
那当然，这些人应该是不会愿意来跟我讲的。
Now he at the beginning was a type of person that would believe very heavily and very very much into what I say dreams or coincidences.
那他其实原本是一个很容易相信机遇跟一些梦的人。
A lot of people look for signs.
很多人都想要找就是一些证据。
And in his case, he literally was looking at signs.
那他的状态他是真的就是在找那个一个证据。
So he gave me an example. He said sometimes he would be thinking about something or another pastor of a different denomination, something they had said.
他就给我例子。他就说譬如说他有时候会想一想其他教会的牧师跟他讲的东西。
Then he would look at a sign, a billboard sign, and the phone number would be like 666-6666.
然后他就会看看板，然后他就会看看板上面的电话是666-66666。
He said, "Oh, maybe I shouldn't be thinking about that other church."
他就会想说，哦，那我不应该想去思考这个教会。
There was a lot of different things that would seem to keep bringing him back to our church.
所以他发生了好多事情，好像每一件事情都一直把他再带回来我们的教会。
And I finally told him, I said, "Forget about the signs."
我就有一次，我终于跟他说，你不要再去想要去寻找一些什么什么什么证据或意象了。
The only place you find the truth is in the Bible.
你唯一可以找到真理的地方就是在圣经里面。
Salvation is probably the most important decision that we ever make in life.
救恩是我们一生当中所做的决定应该是最重要的一个。
Even more so than the husband, you know, the spouse that we choose.
比我们选的配偶更重要。
And so I said, whatever I tell him or whatever any other minister says.
我就跟他说不管我跟你说什么或是其他的牧师传道跟你说什么。
Don't believe it until you go to the Bible and find out if it's true or not.
你都不要先相信直到你看圣经然后可以跟圣经对比，然后你知道是跟圣经一样的。
I said, but before you do, you must spend time in prayer.
但是在你这样子做之前，你真的要花时间祷告。
Asking God to open your spiritual eyes and ears.
你要求神打开你的灵眼跟你的心。
Opening your heart.
打开你的心。
So that you will know what is true and what is not true.
让你知道什么是真理，什么不是真理。
And so he started to do this more often.
所以他就这样子开始这样子做。
And we started to see him on a more regular basis.
那我们就会比较常看到他。
But then there was times when, again, he would have a lot of doubts.
啊，当然还是会有很多时候他还是会有很多的疑虑。
And so then I would have to spend more time talking with him. My son would spend more time talking with him.
那我跟我的儿子就会花一些时间跟他一起的讨论。
And then there came a time where he was in the morning taking a shower.
那有一次他早上在洗澡的时候。
And he began to cry.
他就开始哭。
It suddenly hit him so powerfully, all of the sin and all of the ugliness that he had lived.
他突然之间意识到他生活当中他到底犯了多少的罪，还有他生活到底是多么的丑陋。
He said he collapsed on the floor of the shower.
他说他倒在浴室的地板上。
And he began to cry, and cry for over an hour. He just cried with the water pouring down on him.
他说他一直哭，一直哭，一直哭，哭了超过一个小时，然后那个水一直不停的一直流。
And then he realized at that moment.
就是在这个时候，他突然意识到。
He really needed to give his life to God.
他真的需要把他的生命交给神。
And so he only had really very limited knowledge about our basic beliefs.
那其实他对我们的基本信仰所知道的并不多。
Had no training in how to evangelize.
他从来没有训练过要如何去传福音。
Really very, I guess it was a shallow understanding of scripture.
他对圣经的理解也是非常的粗浅的。
But on that day, he after that time in the shower, he suddenly felt this very strong calling, this very strong urge that he had to go out and he had to share what he did know with his old friends.
但是在那一天在沐浴时候哭完了之后的那一次，他突然有一个非常强烈的感动，要他出去跟他的旧朋友们去讲这个福音。
And so immediately he gets up, he grabs his Bible.
所以他就马上站起来拿起他的圣经。
He goes out his house, he drives over to his old neighborhood.
所以他就起来开车，然后开到他以前住的地方。
This is a very heavily gang-infested neighborhood.
那个地方其实是里面有很多党派，是一个不是很安全的地方。
And he starts to walk to the house where they all used to hang out together.
他就走向他们以前常常混在一起的那个房子里。
But this time, instead of carrying a gun, he's carrying a Bible.
这一次他身上带的不是枪，而是一本圣经。
So he walks up, and one of the gang members was sitting on the front porch.
那他那时候走过去的时候，他有一个就是党派的成员就坐在那个房子的前面门前。
And he could see that he had a gun in the waist of his pants.
那时候他可以看到就是那个人的腰旁边就挂着一把枪。
And so he walked up to him and he greeted him as an old friend.
然后他就走过去跟他问候，就像跟一个老朋友问候一样。
And this gang member says, "We haven't seen you in a while. Where have you been?"
然后这个党派成员就跟他说，哦，我们好久没看到你，跑去哪了？
So then he started to share with him, how he had been searching for God.
然后他就开始跟他分享说他如何去寻求神。
And how he believed he had found God in our church.
那他如何确信他在我们的教会找到神？
And this gang member, of course, is kind of making fun of him.A little bit at the beginning.
这个黑社会的这个成员，他就刚开始，当然就是开始取笑他。
Because he knew what kind of person he used to be.
因为他知道，他很清楚这个人以前是什么样的人。
He said, "I just can't imagine you now suddenly becoming religious."
他就说，我无法想象你突然之间变成一个很有信仰的人。
But then another one or two gang members came up to join them.
但是又有一两个就是他们那个黑社会帮派的人又来了，跟他们聚在一起。
And all three of them started to give him a hard time.
然后这三个又开始就是取笑他。
To the point where he began to feel very uncomfortable.
到就是他觉得很不舒服的程度。
So he decided, maybe it's better I leave.
他就决定或许我还是离开比较好。
So he turned around, he walked down the steps, he walked...Maybe halfway down the block.
然后他就转身，然后他就离开，走了大概 几步的距离。
And then suddenly he felt like there was a small voice telling him, "Have no fear."
突然他觉得好像有一个很微小的声音跟他说不要惧怕。
So he turned around and went back.
所以他又转身又回去了。
And he walked up to them and he said, "I know you're going to find this hard to believe," he said, "but give me 10 minutes and let me share with you about Jesus Christ."
他就跟他们说，我知道你们可能会觉得这个是难以置信，但是请给我十分钟，让我可以跟你们分享主耶稣。
And how he's changed my life.
主耶稣是谁，然后他如何改变了我的生命。
And then I will leave.
那我讲完我就会走了。
He said, do this as an old friend.
请为我们以往的友情
做这件事。So they listened to him as he shared the little bit that he didn't know.
所以他们就听他分享他对圣经的就是那些很基本的了解。
And then,he thanked them, and he went on his way.
然后他讲完，他就感谢他的那些以往的旧朋友，就走了。
None of those gang members came to church.
那当然，那些黑社会帮派成员没有一个有来教会。
But my question is, how many of us would do that?
但是我的问题是，我们里面有谁会做这样子的事呢？
Go into that type of neighborhood with only the Bible and preach the gospel.
愿意到 那样又乱又危险的一个社区里面，拿着身上只拿着一本圣经，然后去传福音。
He was only able to do that because of his love for God.
他能够这样子做的原因，只有因为神对他的爱。
And his love for others.
那他对别人的爱。
Because he knew the kind of life that they were living.
因为他知道他们。在活的生活是什么样的生活。
He didn't want them to continue to go down that path anymore.
他也不希望他们继续活这样子的生活。
So he was baptized in our church.
后来他就在我们教会洗礼了。
And after his baptism,
那在他的洗礼之后，
his older son started to come to church.
他的大儿子也开始来教会了。
At that time he was 17.
那时候孩子十七岁。
Few months later,
几个月后，
his older son was baptized.
他的大儿子也受洗了。
And there was another family that was we were doing a special baptism for, and so he decided to have his youngest son, who was 7 at the time, also to be baptized with them.
那时候我们正要为另外一个家庭做一个特别的洗礼，那他那时候就决定说他也要他的小儿子，那时候才七岁，也一起去洗礼。
And I was just sharing with Sister Marion at lunchtime this testimony.
那我刚刚在跟Marion 姐妹在中午的时候分享这个见证。
The youngest son is he has what's called ADD. He's very, you know, he's hyperactive.
他这个小儿子其实有过动症。
Very sweet, very sweet child.
他是一个很可爱、很好的小男孩。
But not always the most obedient.
但是并不是最听话的那一个。
But his father really, and he has a lot of health issues besides.
而且他也有很多健康的问题。
And so the father has done his best as a single father to raise his child in the right way.
那这个父亲身为单身的父亲也已经很尽力的去养这个孩子。
But when it came time for the baptism,
那要受洗的时候，
this child did not really want to participate too willingly.
这个孩子其实自己并不是很情愿。
His father was carrying him out to the water to me, and he was struggling the whole time.
其实他爸爸那时候要带他进入水里面要受洗的时候，他一直在挣扎。
He said his father said he couldn't understand because you know his child normally loves water, loves the beach.
他说他无法理解啊，因为他的孩子平常说是很喜欢水、很喜欢海滩的。
And so I'm trying to take him from his father, and he was struggling, wouldn't let go.
那时候正要从他父亲的手上把他接过来，但是他一直挣扎，一直不愿意放手。
But then suddenly he just became very.Relaxed, his whole body just seemed to go limp.
突然之间，这个孩子身体突然放松了。
And when we looked at the video later, we saw that at that moment his hand went down into the water, and he was just playing his hand in the water.
那我们那时候去回顾那个洗礼的影片的时候，我们看到那个孩子那时候手就放到水里面，好像在水里面搅动，在玩水。
And we thought that was, you know, and once he went relaxed, then I was able to take him. We baptized him, didn't cry, nothing. It was, everything was fine.
那当他放松的时候，我们终于可以就是好好的帮他洗礼，他也没有哭，一切都很顺利。
Then there was my daughter-in-law's mother was a truth seeker at that time. She was on the shore. It was her first time seeing a baptism.
我媳妇的妈妈那时候是个慕道朋友，她那时候也是在岸上观礼，那是她第一次看见洗礼。
And she was taking photos.
她那时候在拍照。
And my other son was taking video, doing video.
我另外一个儿子正在摄影。
And now my son has been through many countless number of baptisms and witnessed many, but this was the very first time that he actually witnessed the blood of Jesus in the water.
那我儿子虽然去过参加过很多次的洗礼，但是这是他第一次真的在水里面有看到血。
And it was during the time that the little brother just relaxed and allowed us to baptize him.
他看到血的时候，刚好就是那个小弟兄，就是这个弟兄的小儿子，他那时候放松下来，愿意让我们受洗的时候。
And he said, you know, we asked him later, and he said, the water was all red.
那我们事后问他，那个小弟兄就说，哦，那时候水是红的。
So we had the father and the two sons.Now baptized.
所以这个弟兄跟他的两个儿子现在都已经受洗归入主下主名了。
But this isn't the end of the story.
但是这并不是故事的结局。
Because we can, you'll see how God works.
因为我们就会从他们身上看到神的工作。
When God chooses us,
当神拣选我们的时候
，we have to remember that we do not choose people.
我们要记得我们。拣选人的并不是人。
We do not save people.
救人的也不是人。
God chooses, God saves.
是神拣选，也是神使他们得救。
And in his particular case, I'm a very firm believer that God chose him and saved him for a reason.
在他的例子，我们很坚信说，神拣选他，救了他是有原因的。
Because now this. This brother is one of our council members.
因为这个弟兄后来变成教会的负责人。
He's in charge of our general affairs.
他现在是总务。
He's actually, he would love to be able to dedicate his life to Christ as a full-time minister.
他也希望以后能够有机会可以成为全职的传道，去为神传福音。
But there's a couple obstacles in the way.
那当然，有一些阻碍。
First, he's a single father.
第一个，他是一个单亲的父亲，单身的父亲。
We need to find him a spouse.
我们必须要为他找一个配偶。
So if you know anybody out there,
所以如果你们有认识人的话
，who doesn't care about his background,
就是不介意他的背景。
Remember, God has washed his those sins away.
请记得神已经洗去他的这些罪了。
But he is very, very zealous in evangelism.
但是他对传福音是非常有热心的。
He has brought many people to church.
他已经带了好多人来教会。
Right now we have a truth seeker from Egypt.
我们现在有一个从埃及来的慕道朋友。
She's comes from the Coptic religion, which is I don't know. Don't ask me how to say that.
他是从另外一个宗教来的。
I have enough time trouble saying Coptic. But the Coptic Church actually, for your information, the Coptic Church was established in Alexandria, Egypt by Mark.
这个教派是在埃及的亚历山大为马可所设立的。
And I happened to be able to visit the church in Alexandria, Egypt when I was in the Air Force.
那时候我在空军的时候我有机会去拜访了埃及的亚历山大。
The church was actually built around a natural fed spring.
那个教会其实是建在一个天然的水泉的旁边。
And I asked why they did that.
我就问他们说为什么这样子做呢？
And the bishop told me that That's where Mark performed the baptisms.
他们的牧师就说这是马可洗礼的地方，施洗的地方。
I said, well, you know, couldn't you have built it like on the seashore and you could have done it in somewhere else or you could, I said, couldn't you put a pool inside the church?
我那时候问他们说你们为什么没有考虑就是把教会盖在海边比较方便施洗或者是在教会里面弄一个水池。
And he said something similar to what we say, but not exactly what we say.
他就讲了一个跟我们讲的很类似，但是不完全一样的。
He said, this water is not dead water.
他说这个水不是死的水。
So we say we must be baptized in living water, right?
因为我们说我们是要在活水泉源洗礼。
He phrases it as, this water is not dead water.
但他讲的方式是说这水不是死的水。
They also baptize infants using the same justification that we do.
他们也为婴孩洗礼，那原因是跟我们一样的。
And I asked him, and keep in mind, I had some of my military friends with me, and I asked him, I said, now, what is your format? What is the procedure during your baptism?
那时候我有军队的一些朋友跟我在一起，所以我那时候就问那个牧师说，那你们洗礼的方式是什么样的？
He said,We walked them into the water. They kneel down.
他说我们让他们走到水里面，他们跪下来。
And we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们就奉主耶稣圣名施洗。
And put them forward into the water.
然后让他们前往前倾在水里面。
Of course, my heart was leaping for joy when I heard that.
那当然，我心里面听到的时候很快乐。
But so for the 2 hour.Helicopter ride back to where I was in the desert with these guys. They had to listen to me preach about baptism.
所以当我跟我的军队的同事们回到我们在沙漠里面的基地坐的那个军队的那个直升机，那两个小时他们都要听我讲关于洗礼的道理。
You know, I share this testimony because.We all, at least many of us, myself included, come from a background that is maybe perhaps not the best.
我分享这个见证是因为我们有许多人，我们的背景可能不是最好的，这个是包括我在内。
And we look, you know, at the time that we are living our life, and we think about the situations we are in at that time, we don't understand.
那当我们去回头看我们之前生活的那些际遇，我们其实是不能够理解的。
But now we are able to look back and we can see God's hand every step of the way.
当初看的时候是不能理解，但是现在回头看就可以发现神其实在每一步都有在带领。
So this brother, you know, when we look at his life,
所以我们刚刚讲的这个弟兄，当我们去看他的一生的时候，
he's covered with tattoos.
他其实身上都是满满的是刺青。
Just on his arms.
的手上。
And, you know, to many people, this is, they shy away from it.
所以很多人一看到就会离他远远的。
But I look at it differently.
但是我从一个不同的角度来看。
He is an example that to many out there, who choose that lifestyle, that you don't have to go that way.
他其实是一个活生生的见证，在那一些跟他过一样，以前跟他以前生活方式过一样的生活的人来说，就是你其实可以不用一直活在那个环境里面。
We should not reject people because of the way they look.
我们不应该因为一个人的长相外貌而去拒绝他。
We should not reject them because of their background.
我们不应该因为他的背景而去拒绝他。
We should.Embrace them and accept them because God has chosen them.
我们应该拥抱他们，接受他们，因为神已经悦纳他们了。
You know, he's. I took him with me on a trip to Boston. I had to assist the spiritual convocation in Boston.
我带他去波士顿教会的灵恩会。
And so, while we were in Boston, he was very, very nervous to go up there.
我们在波士顿的时候，他其实要上台的时候就会非常的紧张。
Because he's not used to speaking in public.
因为他并不是很习惯在大众面前讲话。
But through the power of the Holy Spirit,
但是借着圣灵的能力,
he was able to give a very moving testimony.
他给了一个非常感人的见证。
And I noticed that there was one truth seeker sitting there listening. Young man began to cry.
那我就看到坐在前面的一个慕道朋友，一个年轻的男生，他就开始哭了。
And so after the testimony session, I saw this brother and the truth seekers off to the side talking.
那在这个见证会结束之后，我就看到弟兄跟这个慕道朋友在旁边讲话。
And they were hugging each other.
然后他们互相拥抱。
And so I asked him later, I said, what was the conversation about?
那后来我就问这个弟兄说，你们的谈话内容是什么呢？
He said he was thanking me for my testimony.And he was crying because he said, that is the life that I am living now.
他说那个慕道朋友感谢他，然后他哭是因为他正在活的的生活就像这个弟兄以前一样。
He said, you have shown me that I don't have to do this anymore.
他感谢那个弟兄说，你告诉了我说，我并不一定要一直在这种生活当中。
So I really believe that this brother has, God has a purpose for him.
所以我相信神拣选了这个弟兄一定有他的目的。
He, as I mentioned, the truth seeker from Egypt, it was he that brought her to the church.
这个埃及的慕道朋友其实就是这个弟兄带来的。
And just recently he went to, I guess it's been about almost a month now, he went to a park to play handball.
大概一个月前他去公园运动的时候。
Again, this is in a very kind of not a great area of the town.
其实他去的地方都是并不是最好的社区。
And he saw a young man that was walking with a walker, young African American man with a walker.
他看到一个年轻的非洲裔的青年，他用助走器在走路。
We found out later that he has cerebral palsy.
那时候他发现他就是脑部麻痹。
And so he has difficulty walking, difficulty speaking.
所以他走路有困难，讲话也有困难。
So he struck up a conversation with him.
他就开始跟他谈话了。
He started preaching to him.
他就开始跟他传福音。
Invited him to church.
然后邀请他到教会。
And this young man said, "Well, I can't drive. I don't have a transportation."
那这个年轻人说，我没办法开车，我并没有交通工具。
He said, "No problem. I will come and pick you up."
我们的弟兄哥跟他说，没问题，我来接你。
So he goes and picks him up, brings him to church.
所以他就接他，然后带他来教会。
And for the very first time, he when we prayed in the spirit, and he heard everybody speaking in tongues, he said, "I was just really starting to feel everything washing over me, and you guys stopped. Why did you stop?"
那时候我们第一次灵言祷告的时候，结束之后他就说，你们祷告的时候，我正觉得我身上好多东西被洗去，你们为什么停止了呢？
You know, most truth seekers want our prayer to stop, right?
其实大部分的慕道朋友刚开始一定会，其实是比较希望我们祷告赶快结束。
But he wanted it to continue.
但是这个慕道朋友却一直想要我们祷告下去。
And so he was so moved, not only by the prayer, but by the love of the brothers and sisters.
所以他不只被我们的祷告感动，他也被弟兄姐妹的爱感动。
So he went back home to and told his wife and their he has three teenage children and a small baby about a year old.
所以他就回家告诉他的太太，他有三个青年的孩子，然后还有一个三岁的小孩。
And he was just so overcome with emotion and started to share his experience with them and with his neighbors.
那他心中被感动到，他就开始把他的经验跟他的邻居也开始跟他们分享。
And then the wife, because he had talked so much about the church, he came, I think, three times by himself, and then the wife says, I can't let him do this anymore by himself. He's having all the fun.
所以他就一直，因为他一直跟他太太讲关于教会的事情，然后他自己来了大概三次了之后，他太太就觉得说，哦，我不能让他自己一个人去，然后就是一个人就是享受所有这些。
And so she told her boss, because she was working on the Sabbath, she told her boss she needed to have the Sabbath off.
那因为她工作是需要礼拜六工作的，所以她就特别跟她的老板请假说，我礼拜六不能工作。
So now the The wife and children are also joining us.
所以现在他的全家太太跟孩子也都一起来教会跟我们聚会。
And we have to use two cars to go pick them up.
我们要接他们的时候都要开两部车。
You know, it all comes from the love this brother has for God.
那这些的源头都来自于这个弟兄对神的爱。
And the love that he has for the lost souls.
然后他对这些失落的灵魂的爱。
You know, he looks around and he sees, I think he sees things that we neglect to see.
我想这个弟兄当他在看周围的事情的时候，他会看到一些我们普通人会看不到的东西。
And that's how many people are dying in their sins.
因为他看到了许多人在他们的罪犯中死去。
And how many people we can reach out to if we only try.
然后他也看到说，如果我们愿意去尝试，我们其实可以去把福音传给许多的人。
If we no longer become, let me say, if we become color blind, by that I mean we, it doesn't matter the color of our skin.
如果我们可以就是变成色盲，意思就是说，我们看到的不再是皮肤的颜色的时候。
Because every one of us, right, if we think about it, you know, before there was Jew, before there was Italian, before there was Chinese, it was just a human race.
因为如果我们仔细去想，在有中国人啊、犹太人啊、意大利人以前，其实我们就只是人类而已。
So we need to recognize that when, you know, we embrace who we are, we embrace our culture, we are proud of that.
所以我们要仔细想一想，我们虽然很热爱自己的文化，很热爱自己的就是文化。
But we also be open and welcome and accepting to other cultures and nationalities.
但是我们应该要敞开我们的心胸来去接纳所有的种族跟所有的就是不同的文化。
If we could very quickly return to Psalm 122.
我们来快速的看一下诗篇的122篇。
Psalm 122.
我们来看诗篇的122篇。
This psalm is one of my favorites.
这个是我最喜欢的诗篇之一。
You know, sometimes, oftentimes, you may have heard me say this before, oftentimes people, you know, members will ask me, you know, Deacon Solga, how have you managed to stay in the True Jesus Church as long as you have?
其实我可能跟大家分享过，但是很多人会问我说，Solga只是，你怎么可以在真耶稣教会待那么久？
You know, 32 years.
32年了。
And,sometimes they'll say, how come you don't leave? Are you afraid of your wife?
他们有时候会说，你为什么不离开？是因为你怕老婆吗？
Maybe a little bit.
我说可能有一点点了。
But that's not the reason.
但是这并不是原因。
The reason is because I know the truth is here.
原因是因为我知道真理在这里。
I know God is here.
我知道神在这里。
I have experienced God.
我有体验到神。
And no matter what happens.
那不管发生什么样的事情。
I will always stay in this church.
都会留在这个教会。
You know, if my faith is in the brothers and sisters, any of you or ministers, I would have left a long time ago.
如果我的信仰是建立在弟兄姐妹你们的身上或传道的身上，我可能很久之前就走了。
Because it doesn't matter what church you go to, what denomination you belong to, if your faith is in the people, you will be disappointed. You will be hurt.
但是其实不管你去哪一个教会去哪一个教派，如果你的信仰真的就是建筑在人的上面，你终究有一天会离开的。
You know, we have to stay focused on Jesus Christ.
所以我们要把眼睛专注的看在看着基督。
And so when I come through the doors of the chapel, there is only one race, that's the human race.
所以当我进教会的门的时候，我只看到一个种族，就是
人类。 There is one culture.
那只有一个文化。
That is the culture of Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督的文化。
And so when, if you read Psalm 122, it says, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
所以我们看诗篇122篇的第一节，这里人对我说，我们往耶和华的殿，我就欢喜。
Now verse 3 says, Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together.
那第三节说耶路撒冷被建造如同联络整齐的一座城。
Now, if you study the history of Jerusalem, you see that during the time of David, and even until the time of Christ, the city of Jerusalem was really only 2 square miles.
如果我们仔细读大卫时代的耶路撒冷跟耶稣时代的耶路撒冷，其实耶路撒冷整个城大概只有两公里。
And in those 2 square miles, on normal days, there was about 30,000 to 50,000 people living there.
那时候大概有3万到5万人住在那里。
But during the time...of the feast and the festivals.
但是每当有节庆的时候，
that number will go up to 300 to 500,000.
这个数字会翻倍成为大概30万到50万人。
And as we know from Acts chapter 2, there were, you know, for example, on the day of Pentecost, there was people from 15 different nations.
那从使徒行传第二节譬如说我们就会发现那时候来参加节庆的人至少都有15个国家不同的人。
So, you know, that's a lot of different cultures, a lot of, you know, even languages.
这是很多不同的种族，很多的不同的人，很多不同的言语。
This is, as a city that is compact together.
但这也却说耶路撒冷被建造如同联络整齐的一座城。
Some translations will say beautifully knitted together.
有一些翻译会说被非常美妙的联系在一起的一座城。
Why is that?
那为什么会是这样子呢？
It says in verse 4, where the tribes go up to the tribes of the Lord to the testimony of Israel to give thanks to the name of the Lord.
这里第四节说众支派就是主的支派上那里去按以色列的常例或做以色列的证据称赞主的名。
So the purpose, the reason they were able to get along so well together is because their focus was on the worship of God.
所以他们能够联络整齐，他们能够这样同心，他们是因为他们的目的非常一致，就是要来称赞神的名。
So I know I kind of diverted a little bit.
我知道我可能刚刚有点岔题了。
Digressed away from what I was talking about.
有点就是远离我原本的主题。
But I bring it up because of the cultural differences.
那我但是我会讲提出这个问题是因为我们常常会遇到文化不同的问题。
But the real reason I wanted to show is that, you know, no matter what a person was like before,
那我其实真正想要讲的就是一个人不管他以前是什么样的一个人，
If God has chosen that person,
如果神拣选了这个人，
God will change their heart.
神就会改变他的心。
You know, if I had been this brother's parent,
如果我是就是我们刚刚讲的这个吸毒的弟兄的父母，
There's no question I would have been pacing the floor every night.
无疑虑的，我可能每天晚上都睡不着，就走来走去的。
I would have been worrying, filled with anxiety as to where my child was.
我可能会每天都很焦虑，想说我的孩子到底在做什么，在哪里。
What he was doing.
他人现在在哪里。
Is he going to come home alive?
他会不会活着回来。
But you know what? There's nothing we can do. Worry does nothing.
但是其实忧虑并不能够成就任何事情。
It is a natural thing for us to do, to worry.
虽然忧虑是一件很自然而然我们会做的事情，
Especially as a parent.
特别身为父母。
But really, there's the only tool that we have.
但是我们唯一的工具。
Actually, two.
只有两个。
First, continue to love our children.
第一个，继续爱我们的孩子。
No matter what they do or what they say.
不管他们做什么，说什么。
Secondly.
第二个。
Pray.
祷告。
Only God can change their heart.
因为只有神能够改变人的心。
Only God can soften the heart.
因为只有神能够软化一个人的心。
Only God can fill that emptiness.
只有神能够充满了那个空虚。
And the rest is between them and God.
然后剩下的就只有他们跟神之间。
We just do our best.
我们只能尽力。
And never give up hope.
然后永远不要失去盼望。
One of the biggest struggles that this brother had was because his parents were such devout Catholics was for him to walk away from the faith of his parents.
那这个弟兄他原本的一个很大的征战就是他的父母其实是非常虔诚的天主教徒，但是他却背离了这个天主教。
And he really struggled with that.
他其实在这里面很挣扎。
We would have baptisms and he would say,I really want to be baptized, but I don't want to hurt my parents.
我们那时候每次受洗的时候，他都说我真的很想要受洗，但是我不想要伤害我的父母。
But there came one day when he said to me,
但是有一天他就跟我说
,Salvation is too important.
救恩实在是太重要了。
This is something I have to do for me.
这是我必须要为我自己做的一件事情。
And he says, you know, he asked me to pray with him to help him give, you know, that God will help him give the words and how to explain to his parents.
他就请我跟他一起祷告，让他知道，让神能够告诉他应该要怎么样去跟他的父母讲。
So we spent some time in prayer.
所以我们就花了一段时间祷告。
And thank God.
那感谢神。
He was able to tell his parents and they were accepting.
他就能够顺利的告诉他们的父他的父母，而且他父母也接受了。
So no matter whether it's our children, our friends, our coworkers, never give up hope.
所以不管是我们的孩子、我们的父母，或者是我们的同事，不管他们遇到什么，我们都不可以失去盼望。
You know, Jesus said that we are to let our light shine before men.
耶稣说我们要让我们的光照在人的面前。
And the key word is before.
那这个重点是把亮光照在人的面前。
Because oftentimes people make the mistake of shining the light in their eyes.
因为有一些人他们会犯的错就是把那个光直接照到人的眼睛里面。
Think about it, if I had a flashlight and I was to shine it in sister's eyes here, she wouldTurn away.
我们想想看，如果手上有一个手电筒，我们就直接照到，譬如说旁边姐妹的眼睛里面，她可能就转身就走了吧。
And too many times when we're trying to lead others to Christ, we're saying, "You got to go to church."
有时候我们想要带领人去聚会的时候，常会说，哦，你一定要来教会。
You've got to change your ways.
你一定要改变你的行为。
I went through that with my kids. My wife is, she is more zealous than Moses.
我跟我的孩子们就经历了这一段，因为我太太是非常非常虔诚。
And she was always telling my kids, you know, you know, shaking her finger, and you know, and they're like, "Stop it, mom."
然后就常常会手指的小孩说：“哦，你一定要怎样怎样怎样。”然后孩子就说：“啊，妈妈，不要再这样子了。”
So she would shake her finger at me because I wasn't shaking my finger at the kids.
然后他就会转过来骂我，因为我没有去管孩子。没有这样子逼孩子。
But I know what they were going through because I went through it for 15 years with my wife.
但是我很理解我的孩子正在经历什么，因为我之前就已经这样子跟我的太太经历过15年了。
Until she finally learned that she had to just quietly let the light shine before me.
直到她终于学习到说她应该要安静的只是把那个光照在我的前面就好了。
So sometimes they just need us to lead them, to guide them.
所以其实有时候有些人他们只是需要说有人可以引导他们，可以陪伴他们。
But the more, oftentimes, sometimes the more we yell, the more we scream, the more we get frustrated with them.
但是有时候我们越激烈的去指责他们，越骂他们，
the more they're going to turn away.
他们越会离我们更远。
My father used to have a saying, I'm sure you've all heard.
我爸爸以前常跟我说，你们可能也听过。
You will catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar.
你用糖能够抓到的蜜蜂一定是比用醋可以抓到的更多。
Love, sweetness, gentleness, oftentimes, is what will turn a heart.
那个爱的浓密爱的甜蜜才是常常可以引导一个心来改变。
You know, love is really conquer so much.
爱可以征服很多。
And if we love the person,
如果我们爱这个人，
you know, we may not like a person,
我们可以不喜欢他。
But we have to love that person.
我们可以不喜欢一个人，但是我们不能不爱一个人。
And we love their soul.
那我们爱他，也要爱他的灵魂。
Because we're trying to wrestle this soul away from Satan.
因为我们是要帮这个灵魂从撒旦的掌权里面挣脱的。
And Satan hates love.
因为撒旦是恨恶爱的。
He hates patience.
他恨恶忍耐
and kindness and goodness and all of the fruit of the spirit, right?
他恨恶恩慈良善所有圣灵所结的果子、
so、
他都恨恶
we let the fruit of the spirit help guide our friend, our family, co-workers, whoever it may be.
所以我们更应该用圣灵所结的果子来去带领、我们想要带领的人、我们的孩子我们的父母我们的亲朋好友我们的同事等等的。
I'm sorry, I've gone past my time.
我可能已经用超过我的时间了，不好意思。
But if before we have a prayer, if anyone has any question, I'd be happy to answer.
在我们祷告之前，如果有人有任何的问题，我都会很乐意的回答。
If not, let us all stand together and we have a prayer in the spirit.
那我们就大家起立用灵言祷告。